Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello.
Okay.
So how did you move from writing currently to Gertz?
I worked at a startup. That's it. In like more established companies, you can just be fine being a writer. So I write the blogs, I write the emails, I write captions for social media. But if you work at a startup, especially in a market like Nigeria, right, you're going to wear a lot of hats.
That was Sonia Madi, B2B growth manager and ex-product growth manager at Nestcoin. You know, more often than not, most people working in African tech marketing have stumbled into the role, and her story isn't so far from mine. Picture this, the year is 2018. Had just completed my undergraduate degree, I was in the job market for an internship. A friend had just linked me up with another mutual friend who worked at a media publishing house, and knew the editor was hiring for a social media executive. I went in for the interview, and before long, I had gotten the job. I was super excited. I mean, who wouldn't be? So excited I didn't know or think too much about what I was getting into. So far, I've worked within the African digital marketing space for the past 5 to 6 years. And I'll tell you what, at several times I tried to quit working in the industry, and several times I found myself back in the industry. But guess what? This happens to more people than you think.
I have thought about leaving the marketing industry. 2 years ago, I was strongly considering moving to product. Then I'm like, okay, maybe not quite. I went back to do marketing full time. And the reason why I wanted to leave is our job is very numbers, right, in clients. Like, it's a source of stress, but also a source of joy.
That's Pisi Timi, director of marketing at Smile Identity, who has been through a similar phase. However, the question remains, what was missing? What could I have done better to navigate the industry and support myself? Well, here's where we all find out. Hello, I'm Thera, and this is the Impressions Podcast. I'm lucky to be able to have conversations with industry leaders who have contributed to building successful tech products within and outside Africa. For season one of the Impressions Podcast, I spoke with some of the best people working in digital marketing across the world over coffee. Okay, I lied, there was no coffee, but you get the gist, right?
I think the biggest challenge, understanding what digital marketing is, which isn't just buying Facebook ads. I mean, anyone can buy it, but the key thing is just thinking about what the customer lifetime value is. How do you do health checks on the customers you are bringing in?
That was Michael Okeje, VP of Growth at Ndundu. And here's Daniel Arubo, who leads content marketing at Piggyverse.
Like, you can create the best content. The person read it and was like, wow, this was excellent. But for whatever reason, maybe the share button, you put it at the top. So it's just like making it easy for people to share the thing and prompting them. Like, don't be shy.
Sonia Madi.
The first one is giveaways. The second one is influencer marketing. And then a third one for me, this is going to be a little controversial, but a third one for me
I'm ready. Drum roll.
Paid ads.
The trio, the holy trinity of bad decisions.
Benjo Adeniro, a B2B growth manager.
The reason I see people keep doing ads, especially like in the African market, is because the ads are cheap. It's like less than $1 per click, but you start to see how the ad cost starts to pile up over time and doesn't deliver any value.
And here's Temi, a content marketing manager at Paystack.
Rather than focusing on this is what I want to be or what I want to be seen as or what I want to be called or whatsoever, just focus on the really interesting things there, and you'll be surprised where that part will lead you.
If you're new to the world of digital marketing, a mid-level or even experienced marketing professional, I made this podcast just for you. Our first episode will be released on Tuesday, July 30th, with new episodes rolling out every Tuesday. So if this sounds like something you don't want to miss, then don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also, feel free to share this with someone you think might find this helpful. I hope you enjoyed the season, and I'll see you in the very next episode.